The ethnic heritage of the Boston bombing suspects, as we just mentioned, is one of the things that officials are now looking at in evaluating the case. The Cherniev brothers are ethnically Chechen, although their relatives tell us they never actually lived there. Their parents reportedly fled the Central Asian region in the early 1990s. While we still don't know what their motivation was, we do know that the older brother, Tamerlan Cherniev, reportedly traveled to a Russian city outside Chechnya early last year. We assume that many people have questions about what in the history and politics of that region might be factors here. So we've called Alexei Malashenko. He is an expert on Chechnya and co-chair of Carnegie Moscow Center on Religion, Society, and Security Program. That's a global policy organization. Welcome to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation.
It's obviously such a complex story, and you've been studying it for so much time. We couldn't possibly cover all the nuances of it, but can you just tell us what is at the heart of the conflict between the Chechens and the Russians?
Well, look, at the moment, there is no conflict, a big conflict between federal center in Russia in Chechnya. And Chechnya, because after two Chechen wars, a lot of money was sent to Chechnya for reconstruction. And now Chechnya is one of the well-organized and one of the richest republics in Caucasus. And in general, a majority of the population there in Chechen Republic, and I've been there a lot of times during two wars and after wars, well, more or less, but they are satisfied. And even I don't believe that there are big friction and problems between Moscow and Chechnya at the moment. I repeat, not yesterday, not several years ago. So when they speak about why it was done by Chechens, well, believe me, I don't understand. Because the situation in neighboring republic to Chechnya, Dagestan, it's much more difficult, much more problematic, because in Dagestan, as we call it, a heart of Caucasus, there is a civil war. And there in Dagestan, indeed, we have so-called radical Islamic extremist movement, and practically every day, I emphasize every day, somebody is killed in Dagestan,
might be the more relevant, the relevant issue as opposed to their ethnic identity. But before we move beyond the question of Chechnya and go to the question of Dagestan, many Americans might remember, all they might remember, really, and associated with Chechnya, is that Chechen fighters have been implicated in some of the most grotesque terrorist attacks of the last decade, the 2002 seizure of a Moscow theater that left more than 100 hostages dead, and the 2004 siege at the school in Beslan that left more than 300, many of these children, dead. Why would, it's just associated with kind of a level of violence that a lot of people find shocking. Is there something about the techniques here that are associated with that particular region?
Before I attempt to answer your question, I don't believe in a lot of speculations around a Chechen problem at the moment. Mm-hmm. But however, it could be considered as a certain upshot of terrorist activity in Russia, maybe because the method of explosion in Boston is very similar to what we have in Russia. It's a double explosion. When I heard it for the first time, immediately I believed that maybe it is somebody from Caucasus. I didn't know at that time. And besides, I think it's a problem of, try to understand me, it's a problem of certain inferiority complex of Muslim migration who live in Russia, in Europe, and in the United States. I do believe that it began. I think that starting point of this bombing began when somebody of these two brothers were offended. Somebody told to them, you are a dirty, and so on. So maybe, yes? Just, I don't insist, but it's quite probable. And at the same time, we have to multiply this insultation on general situation in the world. It's a very important, it's not a blah, blah, blah. Because we have Middle East, we have Caucasus, we have Afghanistan, we have everything. And this is Islamic Chechen migrant sensitivity.
A feeling of being humiliated. A sense of being humiliated,
or being
demeaned or not being respected.
Totally agree with you.
But before we let you go, I'm just rephrasing what you were saying, or suggesting. Before we let you go, you were saying that particular Dagestan actually might be more relevant to this whole question instead of Chechnya. What is happening in Dagestan, very briefly, if you could tell us there? And what are the causes of the unrest there?
I see it's a civil war. It's very simple. It's a civil war, which, by the way, is recognized even by government. It was recognized by former president of Russia, Medvedev. It's very well known. It's an abnormal situation. But every couple of weeks, we had in Dagestan a terrorist act. It's funny, but it is so.
Well, no, not funny, but what is the source of the grievance there? Is there a sense that the resources are not fairly shared? Is it a desire for self-governance? What is your sense of what's the source of it there?
Because of a lot of some reasons, and the political, economic, social, religious. But the main source, well, the background of this conflict is the frustration of the society in Caucasus in general, and in particular in Dagestan. And they continue to search for so-called Islamic alternative by all means, because they are totally unsatisfied with what Moscow is doing in Caucasus, in particular in Dagestan. So it is a reaction.
It is a reaction and a desire for a distinct form of government, a distinct culture.
It is a desire to organize and the government and the society on the principle of Islam, on the principle of Shariat. I don't know if it is impossible to do within Russia itself, but they want, and some of them indeed continue to think about the possibility of creation Islamic state independent on Russia.
Well, obviously, there's more that we want to know. It's a very interesting question, and clearly I want to emphasize again, I think it is worth mentioning that family members expressed the hope that all people would not be stereotyped as a consequence of these particular acts. So it's important to mention once again that we are talking about two individuals with their individual motivations, and certainly not meaning to cover the entire group of people to blame them for what occurred here. Alexei Melyshenko is a Chechnya expert. He's co-chair of Carnegie Moscow Center's Religion, Society, and Security Program. He was kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studios. Mr. Melyshenko, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.